Yeah.
Young Castro from the Outlaw.
Bitch, you want to rock a pole, but you didn't bootleg the rock a pole from the Dayton family. Baby, this is for all the loop.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Episode 195, Murder Master Music Show. We got my co-host, Mac J. How you doing, Mac, over there in St. Louis? What's up, Mac?
What's up with the prayer?
195 with, you know, Speedy Spice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy. This is the murder show, you know what I'm saying, the Murder Master Music Show, and we're going to bring on one of the creators of the murder show, the original murder show, Spice.
Exactly.
One. How you doing, Spice?
Man, I'm good, man. Just happy to be on the show, you know, man. Good to see some cats getting out there and representing, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, pushing this hip-hop movement and keeping things real, man. I can dig it. I can dig that.
Oh, yeah, man. We're honored to be able to give people like yourself a platform, being that so many other outlets aren't doing that, you know what I'm saying? I was happy to see you on different spots. You know, I saw you on Vlad. I saw you on some other spots, so it's good to see you getting some publicity again, you know what I'm saying? But it's just long overdue. There's no platforms for so many artists, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the artists that you toured with back in the day did shows with, they don't have a voice, you know what I'm saying? How could we turn that around in the music industry, Spice?
Man, I think that the hip-hop fans have to, you know, reconsider or realize, you know, they gotta go back and listen to what made this music so famous and just so loved by everybody anyway. They gotta go back and try to, you know, and listen to, you know, other artists or whatever and try to realize what made people love this music so much in the first place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta look at, you know, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, the love was real. People lived it. You know what I'm saying? If you went and bought a CD, you know what I'm saying, like Let It Be Known or something, you looked at the credits, you saw who the producers were, who did the graphic arts, all that shit. You really paid attention. Nowadays, people are disconnected. You know what I'm saying? All they got is the MP3 version, and they pretty much, you know, they're alienating themselves from who the artist is. And you know, it's just a different game. But you've adapted. You have longevity, man. How were you able to maintain that longevity and be able to adapt to this ever changing game?
I mean, well, you know, man, when I just kind of like, you know, that's the whole part of the game. You have to be able to adapt. You know, you have to you know, you gotta be able to adapt and to the things that's going on today, to the music that's going on today, but still have your same little, you know, your same little style and do your same shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, remain true to your fans and yourself and your craft. Because I would
like
imagine as an artist,
you
got to make,
you know,
music that
you
like.
You know, you can't worry and trip on what everybody's sounding like now or whatever and try to sound like them or, you know, or try to get that, oh, he sound like this. If I sound like this, I'll get some radio play or I might get some record sales or whatever. You know, that shit don't be working. You got to come with your own avenue. You got to be original. You got to do your own thing. And you got to let people know that you're original. That's why they're going to keep buying your album through the years, because they're going to get something out your album that they can't get from anyone else.
No.
Yeah, see, I'm about to say the same thing, because you, right, if you call yourself an original G now, it's like you already original from the get-go, you know what I'm saying? But do you feel like, you know what I'm saying, like when you first came in the game, you was a young guy coming up and putting on for a lot of motherfuckers that do the same type of shit that you do, or painting a picture for motherfuckers that do the same type of shit that you do that ain't nobody looking at, do you feel like the younger artists, they feel you as an OG now, or they just looking at you like kind of, yeah, that's Spice One. My daddy used to listen to him, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, they, I think I think they listen to me like, you know, oh, yeah, you know, my dad used to listen to him. You know what I'm saying? And that's the wrong way for them to even be thinking. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
this is music. You know, this is music, mm-hmm. and you can't put no age or no time limit on music. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just because I'm you know, I'm OG now, don't mean, oh, don't listen to his shit because he old. You know what I'm saying? And you get
right.
a lot of that shit, you know, from a lot of young cats, you know, oh, you know, well, you know, that's old music, you know, this is the new music. And certain cats that think, you know, they'd be like, oh, well, was the old school Spice one, you know, I liked it that, but the new school Spice one, I don't know. You know, it's like they won't even give it a listen, you know, give it a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They like, well, I'm stuck on the old school music. They want to hear 187 Proof, you know, Welcome to the Ghetto and all of that. That's cool. I love
yeah.
that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not getting paid on that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No, yeah, yeah.
I'm getting paid on what I dropped now today in 2015. And I want to tell all my fans now that's listening, don't wait for me to be dead to go buy all my music and buy my CDs
yeah.
and say, oh, you know, I went and, you know, Spike One used to be the shit, you know that, you know, my nigga dead now, you know, I'm gonna go swoop up his album and all of that. That's gonna be bullshit because it's not gonna count because I'm gonna be dead and I'm not gonna see that love.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? I want to see the
right.
love now while I'm on Earth. You know what I'm saying? Don't disrespect me or not listen to my music because I've been here, I've been in the game 20 years, and you think I ain't got nothing left to give because I got a whole lot to give. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and it should be slamming. Now, I love to tell motherfuckers that y'all got new albums coming out. I be loving that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
like,
look at
that's from my era and my age.
Look at that.
Yeah,
hater.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
People want that shit. You know what I mean? They want this haters nightmare. They want that music.
Yeah.
You know, The crazy thing about it is Spice rap is like the only genre where they don't pay the homage to the ones who laid the foundation.
Exactly.
If you look at even whack-ass country music, if you look at that, they always pay homage to their legends. Their legends
right.
go
you
through
probably,
the world in any arena.
Right. You probably knew who Kenny Rogers was before you even knew what country music was. You know
yeah,
what I'm
exactly.
saying? Like, it's just,
yeah.
you know, you knew shit like that, but see, that's what I'm going through. I got a 16-year-old son. He'd be 17 in a couple months, and he know a lot of y'all songs because he been hearing that shit since before he was born, because that's what I've been pumping, and I don't pump none of that other shit. You know what I'm saying? So
he
now,
the,
it's always
coming out the womb
you,
with a strap on the side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's been times he done asked me about, did you know such and such got a song? And I'm like, and then he was like, and then they had What's the Name on there? And I'm like, nigga, we grew up off that shit. You just now getting on that, but you've been hearing them for years, but you didn't know you was hearing them because you wasn't hearing them till he was on a song with somebody else or somebody did a mixtape song over his beat. So when my son listened to the songs on mixtapes and they got some of y'all beats, you gotta hear the original. You gotta hear it.
Yeah, if
you don't
you know,
hear the original,
I mean, and
you don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, I mean, and when it comes to, you know, it comes down to, you know, I mean, you got these, you know, these, I mean, I call them bubblegum rappers and shit. You know what I'm saying? These old bubblegum-ass niggas who they got the music, and then they saying two or three words and shit. You know, they're not spitting. It's cool to maybe do one or two songs like that or something, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the new style, and that's how people listen or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I'm into... you know, lyrical content. I'm into saying something that matters. I'm not just gonna sit there and say some shit just because it rhymes and it sounds good. You know what I'm saying? I wanna give my audience what they deserve, you know, and what they need. Give them their medicine. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, the Thug Therapy album I did with my dude Boss Solo. It's called Thug Therapy, and that's exactly what it is. You know, it's for cats out here that need some fucking therapy. These niggas need therapy because they doing the thug shit all wrong, and they making thugs look bad. You know, and it's like you used to rap from the heart. You know, I was thinking of this song, and it was like you used to rap from the heart, but too fake. You gave thugs a bad name.
Hell
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? We used to from the heart, but now y'all can sound fake And they gave thugs a bad name. You know what I'm saying? So we got niggas walking around wearing dresses and fucking fingernail polish and shit, and expecting for a nigga, a real nigga to respect that.
Except
it's not
that
gonna
shit,
happen.
Right.
No, hell
yeah,
no, I'm not
gonna
accept
happen.
It or respect it, and I'm still looking at you, the niggas that's wearing dresses. I don't give a fuck who it is, basketball player, who the fuck it is. You look like a fucking faggot wearing that shit. Straight up.
Exactly.
And if you're not gay, nigga, you're just damn sure showing, you're portraying that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's no way a nigga in this motherfucker gonna make a dress or wearing fingernail paint look cool to a nigga like me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
I
ain't got nothing against gay motherfuckers and shit. You know, let them be fags if they want to. I'm not tripping on that shit. Let them do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? If they want to, you know, if they want to do all of that shit and, you know, and walk around here with fingernail polish and dresses on, let them niggas do that shit and let the fans, whoever they fans is, let them have them fucking faggot ass fans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If niggas want to support gay ass motherfuckers, then you support a faggot if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Support them fags and them gay ass niggas if you want to, but it's gangsters over here spitting real shit. You know what I'm saying? And niggas is talking about some real shit that go down every day or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Kicking and chilling. Just real shit. You know what I'm saying? Opposed to, you know, I don't even know because I don't even listen to these niggas. You know what I'm saying? I just see them wearing dresses and skirts and shit, and I just be like, no, I'm not fucking with that shit at all. That's some whole other shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
off
we
tops.
Keep the gangsta
yeah, don't
over
even
here.
Get no play. Yeah.
Yeah, we no play in my,
we
in
should,
my, and, my. Go ahead.
Go ahead. All I was going to say is that we shouldn't be persecuted because we feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Y'all feel y'all way and we feel our way. Why I'm the wrong person? Because that's what I'm on. I choose to teach my son something differently. Now, once they get out on their own and they do their thing, man, I'm going to still always love my son, but that don't mean I got to accept everything that happened in this world. That's my right to tell motherfuckers how I feel. So persecute me because of it, because you ain't no better than me for being mad at one or objecting to what you doing. You know what I'm saying?
It's
you
like,
judge,
yeah,
I mean,
our other co-host Six, you know, his brother, rest in peace, was Mike Dream. And, you know what I'm saying, he looks at the Bay. He grew up off 11-5 and yourself and Plan B and Pooh Man and all these legends. And then he looks at, like, Little B, and he's like, what the fuck? What kind of representation is this of my neighborhood? You know what I'm saying? Who is this motherfucker? You know, and it's not just him, and it's not just motherfuckers in the Bay, but it's the whole game. It's like they got the power right now, and they're phasing out real motherfuckers who've been putting out music for decades. But let's give them.
And y'all worked hard for that shit too.
Let's give them Sharks in the Bay, man. Why don't you tell them about this one, Spice?
Oh yeah, Sharks in the Bay, man. That's just like some shit about. You know, it's sharks in the Bay. You know, I mean, you know, you got motherfuckers who extort you. You got drug dealers. You got gangsters. You don't really have many gang bangers, but they got them too. But they not no Crimson Bloods. But it's sharks out there. You know, I mean, shit. 2 Chainz will tell you, it's sharks in the Bay. Run DMC will tell you it's sharks in the Bay. LL Cool J will tell you when the sharks in the Bay, because they all got jacked out of that motherfucker. And I know it's sharks in the Bay because I got jacked out in that motherfucker. So anybody who don't take heed to this warning, then that's your ass. That's just on you. You know what I'm saying? No matter who you are, who you think you are, nigga, you still get a gun, put up your motherfucking head, jacked for all your shit, ride around and floss if you want to. It's on you. Come through at your own risk. Sharks in the Bay, nigga.
Shark up in the Bay. You can swim at your own risk. But you better be ready, cause you can beep in the fatty niggas that eat you up like you was boneless. Sharks up in the bay, we can spell a haters' DNA. It's like throwing bloody meat in the water, cause you can smell a bitch nigga from miles away. Sharks up in the bay, don't be fucking around where I stay. Gotta put a brim on my shark fin, and now it's took the motherfucker sideways. Sharks up in the bay, them East Bay niggas don't play. Kidnap a motherfucker, send a ransom note, and niggas throw them in, make them pay. Nigga, it's sharks up in the bay, even if you can escape from out to trash. You can act like you hard up, but if you sleep in the water, then motherfucker, that's just your ass. Nigga, it's sharks up in the bay, hella dolphins in the stingray. Got a bitch with an ass like a whale tail, rolling my blunt, so slide me that cake.
It's sharks up in the bay. They sharp up in the bay. It's sharks up in the bay. Watch what the fuck you say. It's sharks up in the bay. They sharp up in the bay. It's sharks up in the bay. Watch what the fuck you say. It's sharks up in the bay. They sharp up in the bay. It's sharks up in the bay. Watch what the fuck you say. It's sharks up in the bay. They sharp up in the bay. It's sharks up in the bay. Watch what the fuck you say.
It's sharks up in the bay. Stay sharp up in the bay. Better watch what the hell you say. Get your motherfucking ghetto pass stripped away. Cause it's marks up in the bay. You don't wanna be a motherfucking target. Target to the bay. PP on a nigga and hammer. Cause the goon squad tear him apart. Because it's sharks up in the bay. Hammer heads be jacking a starfish. You wake up and you gotta have some heat on your body again. Gotta be up with the sharpish. Cause it's sharks up in the bay. It's like A to the motherfucking K. Fucking with the wrong niggas and had them pulling on. Triggers to eat your ass up like a fish fillet. Nigga, eat sharks up in the bay. Frisco to San Jose. If a nigga can't swim, he put a van to drown from Haystack to the EPA. Nigga, eat sharks up in the bay. When you thought it was sick to go up in the water, niggas will come up and gobble hitters like others and had you motherfuckers thinking was the side of your dog. Because it's
sharks up in the bay. They sharks up in the bay. It's sharks up in the bay. Watch what the fuck you say. Sharks up in the bay. They sharks up in the bay. It's sharks up in the bay. Watch what the fuck you say. Sharks up in the bay. They sharks up in the bay. It's sharks up in the bay. Watch what the fuck you say. Sharks up in the bay. They sharks up in the bay. It's sharks up in the bay. Watch what the fuck you say.
TV and Stinky Tuna Films presents The Come Up Movie on DVD, now available in stores and online at ratbay.com, themobshop.com, all Dimple Records locations, all Rasputin locations, Amoeba, San Francisco, California, Underdog, Pittsburgh, California, Barney's Woodland, California, JT, Stockton, California, and 7th Heaven, Kansas City, Missouri. Get your copy now, now, now.
Yeah, we're back here on the Murder Master Music Show. Legendary Spice, gangster himself.
Hell yeah.
And see, that's what I'm saying, man. Like Spice was saying himself, you can listen to the old music, which I'm, of course I'm always going to do. But look what we got here now. We got another classic.
Exactly.
Another
Sharks
classic.
Up in the loo. And that
shit
rotate all the way around, man. It's all kinds of sharks in this motherfucker.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man! They from San Jose all the way back to North Richmond, shit.
Do you feel me?
What about Golden State, man? You guys got the first championship in 40 years, man. I know that's got to make you happy.
Man, I've been over here just so proud of my dudes, man. You know, because I've been a Warriors fan since I was a kid. You know, I've been going to them games since I was like 9, 10 years old. We've been losing the whole time, shit.
Yeah.
Curry is the man.
You know, yeah,
you feel
like
I was
there
when the man. We got Spice and Curry. Don't tell everybody. Don't ever get it twisted.
Right. Yeah, they like Curry Spice, but it's Spice.
Yeah, you got
what
the
kind of spices
out like there? You got Curry.
Curry.
That's right, man. I feel y'all, man. They deserve that shit
or something. That's crazy.
They went out there and got that shit.
Spice Curry. Here we go. We got a caller for you, 769. You're on the line with Spice Curry right here in the Murder Master Music Show. How you doing?
Curry.
What's going on with you, fella?
What's cracking with you? This Exit Only, homie. You know, I was on last night. Just had to call in and give shouts and much love to the legendary Spice One. Grew up on you, man. I'm talking about when I had him speaking up to you. And loving the new shit, too, man. It's just an honor
to actually know
that a brother with so much talent that been doing it for so long still going. You my inspiration, homie. Keep it going.
Hell yeah, man. Thanks. And I will. It's shit like that that keep me in the studio, my nigga. That's what's up.
Hell yeah, that's where I'm headed to right now. So like I said, I just wanted to stop through and show some love, man. I knew that you was coming on, so I had to actually sit there and just let you know, man, keep doing what you're doing, because that shit is effective out here for these real niggas. We need that shit.
Hell yeah.
That shit pop.
Hell yeah. Thank you, my nigga. That's what's up. Shit, back at you, shit.
Hey, thanks.
All day, brother. All right, there, Jay.
Thanks
you
for
all
calling,
man. Y'all keep your heads up, man. Keep doing what y'all doing, man. The underground needs this shit. Much love all day long. Exit Only. I'm out.
All right, my nigga, keep pushing shit.
See, I was our guest, Exit Only last night from Jackson, Mississippi. Legend right there himself. Yo, that's the thing, man. There's no, like I'm saying, that Murder Dog Magazine in the 90s, early 2000s, that was the platform for people like Exit Only. And for people like yourself, when magazines weren't giving you any publicity, that was the platform. We don't have that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Murder Dog is kind of, they're still around, but they're kind of doing their own thing, you know.
But we got it now,
other shows
that's why we doing this shit. They need to hear y'all. They need to know y'all still out here rocking. They need, you know what I'm saying? So when my son asked me, well, it is, Google them, goddammit. As soon as they put your name in, it's going to pop up. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. This shit is needed. It's the preservation of this shit, especially if y'all still making music. It's one thing to be an unsung episode, and they used to make music, and they really don't do it. But if y'all still out actively making music and good music, why fuck not showcase this shit, man? I don't understand. Why not showcase it?
Especially after all these years, you know, as far as a youngster looking at me, looking down on me because he got it cracking right now or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, you need to look at me and say, okay, where am I going to be 20 or 30 years from now? What am I going to be doing? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, because, you know, shit, it could be 5 years in the game and a nigga think he got it made and life can happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? About life happening, like anything could happen. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happens. So,
Children,
gotta, you know,
prison,
always,
you know.
Yeah, you always gotta look at the next man like, okay, that could happen to me too. I gotta keep my shit together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
And just a couple years ago, you were almost taken out the game completely. You know what I'm saying? We're lucky to even be talking to you right now on the phone. But you've done a lot since then. I mean, Jesus Christ, when most people would give up, you kept going, man. What gave you the fuel and the energy? And then we're going to bring on a caller from France here in a minute.
You know, I would say, you know, my kids is and my fans is what really keeps me going, you know, completely. You know what I'm saying? All my loved ones and my fans that push me to keep going. You know, like I love for them, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who my fan is, I consider them family shit. Especially if they coming around, they got love for Spice when they buy my CDs and shit, and they banging that shit, and they like the music, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, shit, it's all love when it comes down to that shit. You know what I'm saying? When I run into cats, and that shit keeps me going all day long, keep me in the studio, you know, and, you know, shit, I couldn't quit if I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? Because I know as fans, people come up to me, you know, as fans come up to me, and they like, man, you know, you changed my life with these songs, or, you know, I listened to this song, and I would have did something different on a negative vibe if I hadn't listened to this song or whatever, you know, and that keeps me going, you know what I'm saying? That's some real shit.
Yeah, you listen to songs like Face of a Desperate Man, that's as real as it gets, you know what I'm saying? That was a mirror image of what was going on and what is going on today. That music is still relevant. Now more than ever, man.
I tell you, like, another nigga sings the blues. It's one of them songs I always listen to when I'm feeling down. Like, when I feel like, man, fuck this shit. You know, when you want to pop something and just drink and just think about your own shit, that's one of them songs just from High at First. Even the production that go, like, the shit that y'all was rapping on went with what the beats and shit. So it was like hand in hand. It wasn't just like, okay, we got some hot beats and you throwing some niggas on rapping. No, that shit felt
Like you could feel you hitting the notes and all that shit. Like
melody.
And I'm glad I came up through that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I was raised through that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, around your time, around real shit.
At least I heard it come from you first.
Yeah, y'all was doing all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody flipping styles. It's all about who got the coldest style back then. It ain't about that anymore. And I think hip hop really lacking that. People used to be like, don't jock my style, don't bite my style. I ain't biting styles. Like, we doing our own shit. And I think that's what made that shit dope back then.
Because
you had different shit to listen to.
There's certain people.
Yeah,
that
because I mean,
rap,
you know,
go to the track.
Too Short.
They become the track.
Too Short didn't sound nothing like DJ Quick. You know what I'm saying? But we had a variety of different music that we could listen to. You know what I'm saying? If we wanted the slow gangster feel, you know, about the pimps and the bitches and all of that shit, we listen to Too Short. We want to hear some gang banging shit. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Then we bang some DJ Quick or bang some MC8 or you know, just bang some LA shit. You know, different.
Yeah, or bang some of your shit, nigga.
Shit.
I'm about to say bang some of your shit. That's what we was riding to. Shit.
Yeah, and if you wanted the serious gangster shit, then you would definitely go pick up some Spice One. You know what I'm saying? Shit, and just roll.
Yeah, for real, man. Especially in those years. When you said 1993 on the song or 1994, we were saying the same shit because we was living that shit.
Yeah.
And you know, y'all was showing us, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I love when my son hear a song and like it's a song he been listening to his whole life. He don't even know it. And then one day he be like, man, what song is that? That right there bump. And I'm like, that's Jealous Got Me Strapped. Tupac. You know what I'm saying? He like, damn, them pianos sound good on it. Yeah, they been sounding good. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad I can share them type of moments with my sons. And y'all ain't done that. And even with other kids. Sometimes with people my age, and I'm like, how you my age and you don't know who Spice One is?
Crazy.
Back when we was 14, they parents might not have let them listen to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then they hopped into other shit. But I'm like, man, it wasn't no way we wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't no way they wasn't going to hear this shit.
They could have contained me in the house.
Yeah.
How the hell did they prevent me from listening to Spice One?
Yeah.
A person my age that doesn't know my music really doesn't listen to hip-hop because.
Yeah.
Wasn't listening to hip-hop back then. Because, shit, I mean, the first, them albums was number one on the Billboard. You know what I'm saying? That was the shit back then. So you couldn't possibly have not listened to it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'll be like. I'll be like, damn, how you don't know this? You had to not be listening to this shit. When you, did you watch MTV Raps?
It was all over the radio.
Yeah, like,
it was all over the radio. It was all over VH1, all over MTV, all over the Billboard. It was all over everywhere. So when somebody say, well, I don't know who Spice One is, then they must have not been in the hip-hop in the 90s. Because in the 90s, from 91 to 93, I know I kept the top of the Billboard. I stayed number one on the Billboard for at least 2 or 3 years. And even in even 94 and 95 from America's Nightmare with Jones got me strapped and Strap on the Side and all of that shit hit number one on the Billboard, like all of it did. So you know, like
soundtrack.
I'm like, where the fuck was you at? If you don't know who Spice One is, like where was you? You know what I'm saying?
Here we got a caller here from France. This is Lord Sinister.
Yeah.
What's up, Lord?
Yeah. Hi, Ice God. Hi, Jay. Hi, Spice. What's up, Tony? Also,
all the way
from
France.
Yeah, that's a good job, machine. So, yeah, I have a new question. You inspired a lot of rappers who tongue twisting, like Bone Thugs or Brother Lynch or Hollow Tip, you know, like, or Loud Infamous or Juicy G, even Juicy J or Skinny Pimp. A lot of Memphis rappers gave you credits for being inspired by your flow, you know what I'm saying? How it came in? Who gave you the inspiration for it? The unique tongue rolling flow, and I say you are a pioneer in this style, living legend for this style, this rolling song.
I mean, you know, I was listening to like KRS-One and Rakim. And, you know, cats who had them crazy ass flows, but they was talking about some real shit. Like, if you go back and listen to Rakim and KRS-One and, you know, maybe some Ice-T and NWA, a little mix of Too Short, you know, that's what I am. I'm a mix of all of that shit. So I was listening to all of that when I was young and, you know, just putting my style together and working real hard at it, man. I kind of studied this rap, the rap game, like Bruce Lee studied Kung Fu. You know what I'm saying? I was into that shit, like to the verbs and to the nouns, reading all of the words, reading the dictionary, reading the fucking encyclopedia, just on the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like really on it, you know? And it's, you know, it at first it was a hobby and it was something fun to do, but then the competition part comes in and then you start working harder and you start working, you know, faster and you get a little meaner on your grind, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, all of them cats.
I know your father turned you into Last Poets when you have 9 years old, and it's like a rap and Richmond rapping poetry now. So at first you was like, it's no music, but after you understand and feel it, till you finish it, tell us about this story, how you discover Last Poets by your father.
Yeah, like a lot of, you know, my dad used to write a lot of poetry, and I would like, you know, he would say poetry to me on the way home, and, you know, my dad's poetry was like some gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? He'd be like, you know, he used to be like, niggas die, you know, niggas gonna die being cool. You know, he even took some of what Jim Kelly said in Enter the Dragon, when niggas go broke and some niggas do bad, some niggas do good. He said some niggas do bad, some niggas do good. He said something about when death come, niggas is gonna be too busy looking cute, trying to look good. When death come, nigga, you gonna be too busy trying to look cute. When death comes, pay attention. Yeah. Pay attention to what's going on in your world and what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like Back to Africa. African rap.
Yeah, so I mean, I grew up with that in my head, you know what I'm saying? Like, focus.
Yeah. Why do you think media has always disregard or disrespect the Bay Area gangster shit, and this mob shit you're doing, or Sibo doing, Young D-Boys, or Salsky, and fast this real method of shit, and even more deep, disrespect you, like they say, we don't know about America's nightmares. Crazy, it's a shame.
Well, I'm always in the street. You know, I stay in the street. You know, I be in the hood. You know, I don't. Even though I'm an OG or whatever, you can find me. You can actually go to LA or go to Oakland, and I'll probably be in the hood somewhere. You know what I'm saying? If I ain't at home out here in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Because I still hang with my dudes, and I roll with my dudes. And it ain't even about keeping it real, even though I'm going to do that anyway. It's just about me. It's about me still showing my love to my dudes that was there from day one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks for calling in, Lord. Spice, let's give him the title track, man. America's, Haters Nightmare.
You know, it's two nightmares. This is the second one.
is the second one. You know what I'm saying? What can you say about this?
I mean, well, Haters Nightmare is like a I had it the title track to the album because it just seemed like it was so many bitch ass niggas that was having nightmares about a nigga like me getting money.
Yeah.
I mean, a nigga like me. I'm from the 90s. And they don't want to see a nigga like me come up and blow up coming back from where I came from the 90s because it seems too unrealistic for a nigga from the 90s to just blow up in 2015 on their ass. But you know what, nigga? Haters nightmare. I'm here in 2015.
Hell yeah, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Thug World. You are about to witness a nightmare. Yes, a nightmare on Hater Street.
1, 2, Betty's coming for you. 3, 4, better hide your hoe. 5, 6, he got extra clips. 7, 8, don't you play a hand.
See, I'm a Nightmares for haters, I'm a dream to these hustlers. All of my bitches is dreamy, they be creamy like custard. And see, my heart is so street, it's welcome back to the ghetto. And I keep my goons and my feet all above average level. You see, they say I'm a monster, they say I don't care. But I'm just a motherfucking icon of a hater's nightmare. Nigga, what you facing is Freddy with a full magazine. Even if you kill me, I still come haunt you up in your dreams. I'm a disease to these haters like cancer, leukemia. Got my stars on the track, so Scotty just beat me. And see, my Ferrari ferocious, I smoke all your roaches. And see, we hit them with them gators when them haters approach us. And see, we shining so hard, I'll be stopping the rain. And none of you haters can copy, you're sloppy with game. You see, they say I'm a monster, they say I don't care. But I'm just a motherfucking icon of a hater's nightmare.
Cross the game and lose your life, yeah. All you haters living way too frightened. Turn around and he'll be right there. He's a motherfucking haters nightmare. Nightmare on haters street. He'll even get you in your sleep. Watch for the nigga to creep.
My ice is so cold, my whip is so hot. Nigga, I'm a nightmare on haters, street parked in the line. Nigga, this ain't Michael Jackson, and nigga, this ain't no thriller. Nigga, this is killers and actually conflicting with jealous niggas. Haters living fictitious when the game is so vicious. So from the days of the rider when the game was religious. Nigga, with the caddy all green and interior berry white. The heater is black, it's dark, and I'm glad it's night. With grains and brown, the roof is Macy Gray. I'm painting the town, they calling me Marvin Bay. They say I'm a monster, they say I don't care. But I'm just a motherfucking icon of a hater's nightmare.
One, two, three, coming for you. Three, four, better hide your hope. Five, six, he got extra quick. Seven, eight, don't you play ahead. That's right, yeah. Cross the game and lose your life, yeah. All you haters living way too tight, yeah. Turn around and he'll be right there. He's a motherfucking haters nightmare. Nightmare on haters street. He'll even get you in your sleep. Watch for the nigga to creep. He's a motherfucking haters nightmare.
What y'all gonna do when the East be a gangster? Come for you, for the bye-bye. Come for you, come for you. When the East be a gangster, come for you. What y'all gonna, what y'all gonna, what y'all gonna do when the East be a gangster? Come for you, come for you, for the bye-bye. Come for you when the East be a gangster. Come for you. You know what fuck with the East be? I swear I originally be a gangster. Them rude boy, them real gangster. Them real shots out for me, blah! Them never know, real gangsta is big gangsta. Them haters nightmare. Them haters nightmare. We come for you, what you gonna do? Blah!
Jesus Christ.
Right.
That has every single element of what I liked about Spice One from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? You did the fucking reggae. You did the, man, that's killer. What kind of reaction are you getting, Spice, from the new album, Haters Nightmare?
Man, a lot of my fans, everybody's loving. They loving the album. You know, the ones because what it is that, you know, it's like I said, it's so hard for them to realize that, damn, you know, this nigga came from fucking from the 90s and he's still slapping like this. So it's hard for them to believe that the shit gonna be slapping like that. But once they put it in and hear it, then they like, oh shit, okay, this is exactly what I expected. Like, okay, this is how I wanted Spice One to come back. You know what I'm saying? And I know what my fans want, so I gave it to them. And I call it Haters Nightmare because, I mean, I did everything by myself, man. Everything was, you know, all the executive producing, all of the tracks, all of the features, the you know, the studio time, the videos, all of that came from love, from my home, from people who had love for me. You know, I didn't have to go and spend $100,000 to make my album. I just went to my resources and dealt with my people who had love for me and dropped my and put my album out because wasn't nobody else gonna do it but me. So and the reason I put the one on the end of my name still takes a second and stands strong because sometimes you gotta do shit by yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta do it and you gotta make it happen. You can't wait for nobody else to help you. You gotta do your shit, and that's what I did. Haters Nightmare is an example of me getting off my ass after getting shot in 07, getting out of that motherfucking wheelchair and getting my wind right and breathing and creating, doing my own album, and here I am, you know, with haters on me and everything, niggas hating on me and all of that shit, and I managed to pull through and record the whole album in two videos and drop the album Haters Nightmare and give my fans what they've been looking for.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And still, like you said, defy the odds. You know, 2007, yeah. Man, that could have been it right there. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
Man, we had Goldie on the show, Mashani. We had him. He was talking about an incident where they were at a show in Chicago. I think it was Scarface and Too Short and Banks and everybody. I don't know if you were at this show or not, but something went down.
Yeah.
And the GDs, they were upset. Somebody had to come in there, and he was just telling us the atmosphere. What about you on the road, man? What are some of the crazy things that happened to you on the road? You see any?
I remember that night that Goldie was talking about. I called the GDs from our tour bus.
Wow.
And their favorite song at that time was East Bay Gangsta, because it said "Giggity Giggity Gangsta, Giggity Giggity Gangsta."
Exactly. That was
their favorite song. The Gangsta Disciples.
Yeah.
Lived, that was their song.
Ain't that some shit,
so,
bro?
And those was my niggas. Man. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with them on a regular. Those was my niggas. You know, Larry Hoover. I talked to Larry Hoover. While I was up there, rap a lot with Starface and you know, in the Ghetto Boys, you know, we all stay connected, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, I got love for the GDs, and they knew it. So they called me, and they like, you know, Spot, you know, what's up? So I told them, calm down, chill out, and smooth everything out, and we good, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was crazy, you know? It was crazy.
It was Too Short and Bass and them, were they in some serious danger at that time, or
say what?
Was Too Short in them? Were they? I mean, were they in serious danger, or what was the deal?
I think they was, and you know, I was like, man, you know, Short like my uncle, man. Y'all just, you know, do whatever y'all need me to do. I'll come back, do a free show, whatever y'all need. Just, you know, let my folks go. Those my dudes. You know what I'm saying? I remember that day.
Man, that's real shit. Right?
I can speak on it now because, shit, I had all the guns on the tour bus with me. You know, I had all the motherfucking pistols. I had them all. You know what I'm saying? And they calling me like, nigga, you got all the pistols. I'm like, man, let me call them niggas and tell them to chill out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm like, and I think I was like 22 or 23 at that time. It was a while back, a long time ago, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. And since the last time you were on the show, we were talking about how you saw Pooh Man, you know what I'm saying, running from the cops right before they got him for the bank and all that. And
hell yeah.
Pooh Man, you know, he's been on the show. We were able to actually ask him about that. He remembered that shit.
Oh, yeah, my man. God, man.
He remembered that shit. I mean, that's crazy. You know
what I mean? I seen him at the airport when I did a show. And I got off the plane and I seen him at the airport, and even me and Pooh had beef, you know, and then we was cool and shit, then we had beef, then we was cool again, you know what I'm saying? And I seen him at the airport, and I was looking at him, and I don't know why, I was just so happy to see that nigga. I was like, damn, there go my nigga, goddamn.
Right,
there go
yeah.
my bank robbing ass homeboy, what's happening, my nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, this is gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? So I hold no. I'm not gonna hold no bar. That's my nigga. We get it in, and we got it in. You know what I'm saying? Now we older, and niggas is trying to chill and, you know, get our paper and do you know, and drop some hot music and shit. But you know, back in the day, we were some wild ass niggas, man. You know.
Right. You guys accomplished a lot at such a young age. You know what I'm saying? Being on big ass soundtracks like Juice and, you know, Tales from the Hood. You know, I mean that's probably,
well,
I imagine that was kind of hard to handle for a young guy at that time.
Yeah. I mean, and we were influenced by we had some strong influences as far as when, you know, coming to the Bay Area, as far as when it came to the, you know, Black Panthers,
you know, our uncles and dads and everybody, they were all strong-minded individuals who, you know, who set us in the right direction. Even though, you know, they'll come get us. Okay, you little badass niggas, we're gonna teach y'all how to do this or teach y'all how to do that. You know what I'm saying? They knew we were some little hard heads, but they wanted us to have some type of intelligence about us. So, you know, we looked up to them and we come out and this is how we came out. You know, we came out as two shorts and E40s and Spice Ones and MC Pools. You know, we came out, you know, from them guys looking up to them. You know, trying to spit something real. Trying to make the crowd, you know, the crowd feel us, not just for our music, but for the things that we're saying.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's substance.
Well, I always wondered how, you know what I'm saying, like, I know you and Pimp C was real cool, and how influential Pimp C was to you, and what you think, what he think about the hip-hop game now, because before he died, a lot of the stuff that's going on in hip-hop now, he was telling motherfuckers about that shit when he, you know what I'm saying, when he first come up out of jail that last little time. Yeah, a lot of the shit that's going on now, he was speaking on, and I know you and him was pretty cool, like, how influential was Pimp C was to you, and how you think he'd be feeling about the game right now.
Yeah, he was feeling like that, you know, and he was kind of, you know, he was right. You know, I as a matter of fact, I was talking to him like maybe two or three days before he passed away in that hotel, and we was talking about that kind of shit, you know. We were speaking on that, and that, you know, we gonna have to do something about the shit or whatever. Or, you know, we can't just make songs. We gotta physically make something happen and do something, you know. And you know, that's even when, you know, the whole thug shit, you know, with the Thug Nation and all of that shit. You know, we gotta push that shit and, you know, keep the real shit. Keep the real shit alive, the real thugging alive. You know what I'm saying? The life
right.
You gave Little Infants fucks everybody. We got to keep that shit real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I always felt like
keep that shit alive.
There has to be
right. Losing Pimp C was a big loss too, just like losing Pac or like losing Biggie or anybody that would, because he's so beneficial to a lot of people from that region, man. That just came up. You know what I'm saying? It felt like he was the voice for a lot of motherfuckers that got persecuted for saying it theyself. So it's like, if he's saying the same shit, and I know I ain't going crazy. You know what I'm saying? He's standing, you know, it's still some stand-up guys out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still some real niggas still out here. You know what I'm saying?
Pac spoke
to Pimp C was my real homeboy. Like Tupac was my real homeboy. Like, past all of the records and because, you know, we like each other's music and all of that shit. Getting past all of that and looking at each other as real niggas, you know, and we all used to sit around and say, you know, man, we can't let, you know, this game go bad like that, and had the youngsters coming up thinking that bullshit is cool, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and you know, it's like, damn, you know, we was all in the same little boat or whatever, and two of my homies fell out the boat. I'm still in the boat paddling this motherfucker trying to get to shore, you know what I'm saying, and keep shit real.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, man, you know, arrest
like,
in peace to my real niggas.
Right, it's like we survived the crack era for our kids to grow up looking at the shit that they seeing right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we really survived some harsh shit, adversity targeted towards us, and now they targeting it a different way and telling them it's positive on the way that they targeting them.
Look at this, though.
The whole time
they're
destroying them, they're telling them it's all good.
You take away Public Enemy, you take away Spice One, you take away the truth tellers in the game, and what do you have? You have a total police state right now in America. You don't have the guys screaming fuck the police on major level anymore. So now you have motherfuckers getting killed twice as much by the police. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I believe a lot of it's because they take educators like yourselves away from the limelight to where you can educate the masses. You know what I'm saying? Like Tupac did and like yourself did. You know what I'm saying? It's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
It really is.
I don't really think that they're trying to see, you know, cats like us in positions of power where we can make big decisions. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah. And you know, actually judge me like that without knowing me, just through my music, is wrong. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, what I'm saying in the content of my music, when I'm saying shit like, from across the seas comes cocaine, but you never seen a black man fly the plane, that's the type of shit that make them try to silence a nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't want to hear that shit. Because when they said it was a war on drugs, it was a war on niggas, straight up.
Exactly.
It wasn't a war on drugs. It was a war on the intelligent a black male species. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we the ones who start dropping like flies. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I mean, you know, and as far as when it comes to
hello.
Yeah, Spicy there. Yeah, we lost.
I can't hear him, Prez.
Yeah, we lost you, Spice. If you can hear. Yeah, Spice on the line, but I don't know if he can hear us or not. Let's bring out a caller real quick while we're waiting for Spice.
All right.
804. Who is it?
Yo, this is Jamal from Richmond, VA, Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, how you doing?
What's going
man?
On, Jamal?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Yeah, we had Spice on. You there, Spice?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we got Spice one
yeah,
on the line. Big gangster right here.
Hey. Yeah, this is my first time tuning into the show, man, so I just wanted to call in. And, you know, y'all got a legend on the show today, man, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just wanted to say what's up to the man, Spice, you know, for putting it down for so many years, man. You know, I was raised in this hip-hop thing, man. I was raised up, man. When you didn't have a pops, you know what I'm saying? Your artist, you know, what you listen to was what raised you, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
yeah.
Coming home every day, you know what I'm saying, checking out Rap City, checking out the different spots, the magazines, you know what I'm saying? I came across Cat Like Spice, Too Short, D40, Pooh Man, all those different folks, man. I came up, you know, and those are the type of people, MCA, Quick, all those people, man, that's what raised me, man, you know, so, you know what I'm saying? That music, man, that gangster stuff, man, is really what put me on, you know, so... You know, I wanted to say, you know, Spice, man, you know, keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, the game really needs cats like Spice One right now. All
real
the star stuff is out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's weak, man. I heard one of y'all cats was talking about, you know, the diversity of the game, man. The game ain't even diverse no more, man. It's like everybody sound like the next cat. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That was one of the yeah, man. That was one of the things that I liked about hip hop, man. Hip hop is so watered down now, man. And it got to the point where, like, you know, like a West Coast cat sounding like he from ATL, or a New York cat sounding like he from ATL. And you know, it's weak, man. It's weak. So, you know, I really wish you could get back to that diversity, man. Because it's just sad, man. But
even back in the day. When niggas was breakdancing, you know, we out here on the West Coast, and you know, we would be getting it. You know, it'd be breakdancing so hard, motherfuckers would think we was from New York.
Yeah.
and some of these fake ass niggas would say, "Yeah, I'm from New York."
Yeah.
Still be sitting there looking at him like, "Nigga, you from down the street."
Hey, but you know what's funny?
Even the shit applies to the rap game. Like, nigga, you not from ATL.
That's
rap
right.
Like
right.
Where you're from.
Exactly.
If you from California,
exactly.
rap like you from California, or rap your own style. If you from ATL, do what you do. If you from Houston, if you from wherever you from, do what you do. But don't try
right.
to sound like the next nigga. Cause that ain't gonna
exactly.
get you nowhere. We already got motherfucking Lil Wayne, and we already got all the other artists and shit. What do you sound like? You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
We don't need 2,000 Lil Wayne's trying to do the remix that he just put out. Yeah.
I was raised in Richmond, VA, man, and all down here, man, in Richmond. You know, we had this thing where everybody was trying to sound like. they was from NY in the 90s. Everybody was trying to sound like they was from the NY. And now it has switched because ATL in the last 10 years is kind of, you know, they kind of took over. So now everybody from over here sound like they're from the ATL. And, you know, I try to get a lot of the cats that live around me, that was raised around me, I put them on Spice One, E-42 show. I was like, man, you know what? It's bigger than just VA, man. It's bigger than New York. It's bigger than ATL. It's bigger than L.A. You got the Bay. You got the Midwest. You got so many different areas. You know, you can hop into, you can hop into a plane and go anywhere just with this hip-hop shit. Just with this hip-hop shit.
Right.
You can just go anywhere with it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we just had a guy in the line
from France. Visualize what you do. Yeah, exactly, man. But, you know, like I said, man, I'm going to tell you one more thing the game is missing. Nobody has those captivating opening lyrics when they first come on the track. Nobody has that you know, like when you came out with East Bay Gangsta. You know, you came out with, how that joint start off, man. When you first came in, you got captivated into the song. As soon as you got into the track. You know, everybody's just like nothing is there no more. You know what I'm saying? You know,
That another nigga sings the blues is the same way. The beat come on and the music just be flowing, and then from the first word that he come in, it's just flowing and rolling with that shit, and it gets into the music.
And one of the few rappers actually becomes part of the beat. You know what I'm saying? I believe that the greatest rappers are able to become the beat. You know what I'm saying? And you're one of the few that can do that, man.
I was reading Scarface's book, man, and that was one of the things that he always said that he tried to build his music on, was that first, as soon as the words come out of my mouth, you were already attached to the song, as soon as you came into it. And it ain't got that, man, you know, so, you know, man, Spice, man, I just want to say, man, you one of the realest cats I ever heard on the track, man, on the mic, man. You know, Born to Die was the most gangster song I ever heard. And when I first heard that, man, I was so, you know, I was like, yo, this is gangsta. These dude niggas need to fit this, man.
Yeah.
But, hey, keep doing your thing, Spice, man. And I'm going to keep checking in on y'all cats, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man.
Hey, man, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, shit. See, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Tell your people, too, right, man. Tell your people, man. This is where
it's at.
We do this shit for y'all, man. Yep.
Yeah.
Because they still want this shit, man. We still out here. And motherfuckers are still doing it. That's what I love. Y'all still making music. That's the best shit ever.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
We're honored to be able to showcase that, man. Haters Nightmare is out right now, Spice. Where could they get that?
Well, they can pick it up. They can go to my Spice One page on Facebook, or they can go to my regular Facebook page and get the links. It'll be on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify and all of that June 30th and for the world to download it. You know what I'm saying? But if you want a copy now, then you go to my Facebook page and I'll send you me and my dudes, the Third World Music Group, will send you a hard copy of the CD.
Oh, that's what I'm talking
Hell
about.
Hell yeah.
See? Yeah. Hard copy.
Just for the fans who got love for Spice One, who know what's up, they know to go to my Facebook page and they can get the album right now, and they can get a hard copy, and it'll be there in a couple of days, 2 days later. They'll be sitting there looking at it. You know what I'm saying? Because the copy on the cover is different on the iTunes. Than it is on the hard copy. So, you know, we doing a lot of different promotional tactics with the album. So, man, just look for anywhere where it say Haters Nightmare. You know, it's Spice One up in the mix. You know, you dig, it's less than nothing, man. We pushing this Thug World shit tough.
That's what's up, man.
You know,
damn right.
When I listen, you know what I'm saying, I want to go back real quick. When I listen to Jealous Got Me Strapped, I think to myself, I was telling Mac earlier about this, I'm thinking to myself, man, this could have been the best album in the world. You know what I'm saying? If there was a Tupac and a Spice One collaborative album, because I thought, when I heard that song, I was like, man, I want to hear 12 more of these songs on a whole different project.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever think about doing a group project together?
Yeah, we was gonna do Thug Nation, and you know, I was I was, you know, significantly a part of a thug life. You know what I'm saying? I always consider myself a part of thug life, and I consider myself a part of Bone Thugs. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, those are my dudes, man. You know what I'm saying? We all roll together, and you know, it would have been really cool for. I think me and Pac, we got like 7 songs together. Maybe 7 or 8 songs, and they all floating around on the internet and all of that. And you know, I can't release them because we got, you got problems with the record label and all kind of technical shit. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I just let the fans enjoy it or whatever on YouTube, and you know, just check it out, because there's a lot of songs on there that you can pull up that me and Pac did, especially the last one with me and Tupac and Cocaine. Called Fame. That was the last song we did.
Yeah, I remember last time you and Cocaine were talking about that. You guys were visiting, I think, Pac in a set of gang related.
And he walked. Y'all said Pac was dressed like the police and shit.
Yeah, y'all
were a hard time. We told him take that shit off. Hey, come up out that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So I seen him, I'm like, man. Nigga, who is you? That nigga had the best on everything. Like, nigga, if you don't check that shit off.
Hell yeah, I would have been saying the same shit too. Get that shit out of here, man. But shit, y'all was
first thing he said. First thing that nigga said when I told him that was go find the homie Cocaine.
Y'all take a picture of that.
I went and got Cocaine. We got high as hell and did that song and shit.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy. Now we had Big Psych on here. We had EDI on here. And of course, you know, a lot of people are just like Elvis. They want to speculate that Pac is alive. Now I asked both them guys, man. Now they was fucking with us. They was insinuating he might be. I don't know. What's your take on that? Would he have contacted, if he was alive, would he have contacted you by now?
You know what? I think if Elvis could be alive, then Pac could be alive, damn it.
Yeah, because he's younger than Elvis. Yeah.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They could do a tour together.
Right. And Elvis was peanut butter banana sandwich.
My daughter.
Motherfuckers, huh?
My daughter asked me that question. She like, Daddy, people keep telling me that Tupac's still alive and everything. And I'm like, I'm looking at her like, you know, I'm like, well, if Elvis is still alive, then Tupac could still be alive, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to live on forever, man. All y'all guys is, man. Y'all, and the ones that's still around, y'all like living legends. You know what I'm saying? So
to me,
I'm glad y'all still represented. Yeah. Y'all represent the fullest,
Bay,
man.
You know, Mac Dre, of course. The Bay, you guys have lost a lot of legends over the years.
Them all
so.
In cash.
The Jacker, rest in peace to the Jacker, man, most recently.
It's a trip thing, you know, just riding through the game, and I'm seeing, you know, my homies is falling, and you know, you don't know who's going to be next, but you just keep pushing, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know if you're going to be next or the next nigga you kicking it, we're going to be next, but you just keep pushing this real shit, because what's going to matter is the footprints that you leave on this earth when you 6 feet in that grave. What's going to matter is the footprints that you leave on this earth.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so I try to make some big footprints before I leave this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's
man.
Why
you,
I
right.
Have, so hard.
You will. You will continue to do so for many years to come. Spice, I want to thank you once again for coming on the show, man. You've been on the show many times. We really, really appreciate you. Man,
you
and
too,
give
man.
Them the social show. Media, man. Let them know where they can call you and all that shit.
You can just check me out on my Twitter, the Real Spice One. Then you go to Facebook, and you go just pull up Spice One on Facebook, and you will see the Haters Nightmare album cover, and that's me. It's like 150-something thousand fans on there, and I love all y'all. You know what I'm saying, man? Just check out the new album. We about to kick that shit in, and you know, it's less than nothing. Look forward to seeing my Spice One app. I have an app that I'm about to release to where you can just download my app, and then you can just get everything from there, my shows, the tour dates, the album, T-shirts, hats, all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So look forward to the Spice One app. You can go to your Play Store, pull up Spice One app, and download my app for $1.99, and you can pick up everything I got from old CDs to new CDs, the videos, everything.
Man,
hell yeah,
real shit, Spice. And I wanted to ask you this too. You said you don't get paid for the earlier stuff. Is there ever going to be a point where you will be able to get control of that catalog? I mean, is there ever a point in time where where they got to give it to you by law, or?
When I signed contracts with Jive back in the day, I don't know if there were stipulations in there saying speaking on internet sales, because there wasn't no such thing as internet back then. So,
yeah.
That's a whole different ball game or program. And, we're looking into that right now about taking the whole catalog and re-releasing it through Thug World Music Group. And, let me take control of everything and push Spice One for real. You know, everything that you get from Thug World Music Group will be from Spice One. You know,
Hell yeah. Is there a Spice One vault with a lot of unreleased shit that you got that you might release someday?
Yeah, it's called Throne of Game. and it's really songs that I did with a lot of local artists from different states and stuff that I thought was the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like songs that I thought was banging hard as fuck, you know what I'm saying? And I did them with artists that, that really didn't have a deal or really was nobody or nobody artist. And, niggas didn't really have nothing out there, but the songs that we did was raw as hell. And so I'm like, I got a lot of these songs, and they should have, a lot of them should have went number one on a Billboard, and a lot of people should have been banging them and all of that, but nobody ever heard them. So I called everybody and told them, look, check this out, man. We're going to put that shit out there so everybody can hear it. So the album will be called Throne of Game. It's called Throne of Game, and look forward to that because, I'm going to make sure all of them songs banging because they were local cats from different states all over the United States, man. I'm just showing my love to all my dudes. I'm trying to get their shit out there, too.
Hell yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Everybody go out there and get that Haters Nightmare, yeah, right now. Check out Spice One on Facebook. And we hope to have you on the show again, man, many times in the future, Spice.
Hell yeah, man. That's what's up.
Hell yeah. We're going to get out of here.
Thanks for having me on there, man.
I'm
always going to come through. I love that shit. This is the only show I can come on here and talk shit and keep it real and be serious about what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, man, always.
What's up, man?
Always, man. To let everybody know, man, there's certain cats, like you did a song with the Corrupt Black Silver, Moon Rock. Probably go out of there with
that. Yeah, Moon Rock ain't no joke right there, man. Hey, if you ever smoke Moon Rock, you going to love this motherfucking song. Even if you haven't smoked Moon Rock, you going to love this song. We getting off, we getting it in. It's another weed song, another chronic weed smoking ass anthem with me and Corrupt and Black Silver. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing.
That shit looks
we
like
need to get all them dudes on
planet.
There.
You open that shit up and it's sticky as fuck. Man, it's crazy.
All on your fingertips.
That's one of my motivations
crazy.
To get out to Cali is the weed. I got to get that
shit.
Cali. Here's Moon Rock.
I think I seen a picture with Spice with this big ass on Facebook the other day. Like the biggest
blunt
I've
ever seen. We'll be having a contest with biggest blunt in this motherfucker.
That motherfucker was huge.
When I used to get weed back in the day, I'd have motherfucker come up to me, offer me a dime bag, another one come off to me a dub sack, and I think, which would Spice take? You already know what it is.
Yeah.
There you go, man.
I'm going to take the dub
Spice
sack.
One, Corrupt and Black Silver. Thanks a lot, Spice One. We'll be right back at the Murder Master Music Show. Here it is, Moon Rock off Haters Nightmare.
Yeah.
Kiss the sky, watch the ocean, get your face in the sky.
The moon,
you're a hot star. It's up there.
The moon,
it's the mountains. Kiss the sky, watch the ocean, get your face in the sky.
The moon.
from the bong. Big Buddha smoke. Add a little ice to help with the choke. Indoor or outdoor, put some fire on it. Hydro, whatever, I got five on it. When the smoke clears, that means somebody twisting. And it's always that loud for whoever listening. And we ain't fucking with those seeds, goddammit. This the best damn weed on the planet. Hoorah. Empty a zip out the baggie and spread. Simply one hitting you high, enough said. Go ahead, smoke is my folks' tradition. Eyes all red, West Coastinism. Herb, hash, keep the best of the best. Black seal, moon rock, no stress.
Nigga, let me show you what the bullshit get you, my nigga. Fake ass imitations wanna be, not bomb, not that. Never gonna be that moon rock bomb. I'm that nigga that let her get high. Fly, that nigga that let her get high. No holding back, just me and Zodiac loading that motherfucking bomb. Sick fuck bomb. Pentagon, black, silver, spice one, on one. I'ma show you how it gets done. Light up,
light up.
Get right,
right.
All day,
day.
All night,
all night.
All in.
All
all good, all fine, my nigga, yeah, all hood. Infused, hash oil, Girl Scouts in the Keys, and I'm talking on the bomb.
Kiss the sky, watch the ocean, get your piece of the pie.
Some more,
you're a hustler.
Soaked in wax and I moonwalk off the moon rock, Michael Jackson. One small step for mankind. One good hit for my mind. Astronomical Apollo 13. Bitches orbit around the benzo. It's moon rock green. Neil Armstrong in it, all in it. Cheech and Chong Kong in it. Smashing past the ghetto stars, attacking the clones in it. Growing kush trees, hustling for six figures. Riding with my moon rock head ass niggas. Blast off like NASA, Bob Marley in a space shuttle. Extraterrestrial up in the hemp festival. My chest full of moon rock smoke.
Smoke.
Blow out a dollar sign every time I take a toke. Like I can't believe I smoked the whole thing. High as a satellite, puffing and blowing rings.
Kiss the sky, watch the ocean, get your piece of the pie.
Some more,
you're a hustler. Get up there.
We're back right here, Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah.
You know what it is. It's high, Prez. Hi, how you doing, Prez? Prez is high. But, you know, I'm also the fucking murderer. Yeah, we just had Spice One.
Yeah, man. Spice motherfucking One, man.
Joined the archive himself. And when your favorite rapper or one of your favorite rappers tells you that, you know what I'm saying, our show is one of his favorite shows to come on, man. That speaks volumes, man, because, Mac, that shows these suckers, and we were talking about this, these fuckboys, well, first of all, are too broke to invest in their own careers in the first place because they're not serious fake rappers, you know what I'm saying? But when your favorite rapper, you know what I'm saying, is speaking on the realest shit, the Murder Master Music Show is the only show you need to be on. Other than that, you know, make sure you check out First Fam Radio, of course. Shout out to Charles, everybody in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Texas, check out Optimal Ram, you know what I'm saying? Out in France, check out Lord Sinister.
I'm about to say it's a few of them out here, but they far and few, man. And the ones that's out here doing it for real, yeah, just support them dudes, man. But when Spike say something like that, one of my favorites is just make it. All the work we be putting in, prayers, it be working, because I know somebody get it. It's just like the other dude that called in, first-time caller, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that made me feel just as good as Spike saying it's his favorite show. Because it's somebody else that just so happened to call a show like I called this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was some chance shit, and it turned into being some of the realest shit that I could have ever been a part of. You know what I'm saying? So, I want to shout out you and Spice and everybody else too, you know.
And yourself.
And the new callers too.
As well.
Yeah, well, you know. Shit.
If you guys want to get on this show, if you want to be on this legendary archive at Spice One is all over, that JT Money is all over, Ready Red, all these legends, all you got to do is hit me up, Prez at UGSForLife.com, or hit up MacJ78@Yahoo.com. Go to UGSForLife.com. Go to the Twitter, that's UG Society FTI. Hit up the Facebook page. You know, we got Underground Society. We got the Murder Master Music Show. We got KFYB. We got Core Radio. We got UGS Radio. We're all over the internet too. Just Google UGSForLife.com. Google the Murder Master Music Show. Google UGS Radio. We're everywhere, man. We ain't done. We ain't fucking done, because you know what, man? We can do shit as long as we want to. This is episode 195. We might go to 395 or 495. You know what I'm saying?
You never know.
1,095. You know? Lord willing, we're both still alive. Shit. If we can get them out there and get them done. But one thing I do want to accomplish still, we still need some East Coast cats on the show.
Yeah, we
got
to hit the
East
Coast,
man. I noticed we got a lot
of
callers from the East Coast. You know, I had someone call in last night from Mount Vernon, New York. You know, tonight someone from Richmond, Virginia. So you know, it's only right that we get some of the guys. I think some of the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, say so. You know, Lord Sinister, man, see what you can do, brother. He's real good at getting
right.
guests, just like yourself.
I was trying to find Shine and shit. I heard he was in France or something. So, Lord Sinister, find Shine. Yeah. I want to ask him some shit about, you know, when he was fucking with Bad Boy and all that shit.
Yeah, we want to ask him if he ever saw Puffy getting butt fucked by an angry midget with an umbrella. And I'm not talking about that guy that you Farnsworth Bentley. I'm talking about he had another guy with a midget version of Farnsworth Bentley, but he had a 2 foot long cock and he would shove it in Puffy's asshole and ream him out before he do his show. Speaking of Puffy, you hear that dude going off on? Or he attacked some football coach or something.
Yeah. Tune in. I'm about to say, Prez, just tell him to tune in on KFYB Saturday. We'll discuss that. He fuck around, be the sports swagger of the week. Puff Daddy.
Yeah. And for those of you that actually still want to, you know what I'm saying, go back and get a piece of history, we still got some copies left of the Underground Society Fuck the Illuminati compilation. This is Spice One's verse from that. You know what I'm saying? It's still out there. You know what I'm saying? Are we going to do another compilation? Absolutely not, because I'll tell you why. most of you artists are worthless bags of
shit.
You guys ain't working. You're not supporting the cause. You're not helping anything. So I refuse to help worthless artists. Now, you know,
and I'm not even going to give you a stupid-ass drop for your mixtapes either. When y'all make your own shit, don't ask for a drop or none of that shit. Unless you're on some real shit.
You know,
I'm not hosting shit.
I'm not stamping my name on some whack-ass garbage, which I've done in the past, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, but you know, other than that, you know, just check us out. Of course, tomorrow, KFYB at a new time. It's going to be 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. in the West Coast, 8 p.m. in the East Coast. That'll be tomorrow, of course. Then Sunday we got the Church of Reality, 9 p.m. Central. And next week we'll get at you with another episode of Murder Master Music Show. This is the Spice One verse from the FTI anthem. That's how we're going to close out the show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in, not only to the Spice One show, but last night's Exit Only show. I want to shout out Dome, our webmaster over at UGSForLife.com. I want to shout out Jerry. Get at him. He's constantly putting up video tutorials of his talents. I want to shout my co-host, Mac J. Also, my co-host from the Church Reality, Lane Mook, and, of course, Skinny Man, one of the best producers I know. This is Spice One FTI Anthem. We're out this bitch.
I declare eternal war against you.
That's the real shit, and show my little thug niggas what the fuck they dealing with. Fuck that all, seeing eye. I'm watching and watching me. Beating past the red light while the camera's clocking me. Second pieces, but I don't give a fuck. I'm being Latin on the ass, disappearing the cut. Money the root of evil. Feed the belly of the beast. Peace to
Michael Jackson, Machiavelli, and EVE. No man can predict when the world is gonna end. Just get right with the Lord and repent for all your sins. Cause only God knows when Armageddon is coming. When he lay his final judgment on man, child, and woman. And the Statue of Liberty is a motherfucking pimp. She can save hella taxpayers' money by using him. For gas, oil, building houses, and making clothes. Drug Washington planning him cause the motherfucker knows. Illuminati, Glock, rock your body. Put a slug in his ass up in Bebe's potty. Niggas getting pulled over with heat riding Bugattis. And the Bilderbergs don't give a fuck about nobody. Watch the signs like Mel Gibson. While NASA in Area 51 stay hidden. 13 arrows and 13 feathers. They all meet at the Bohemian Grove together. That's why we got a president and don't have a king. Cause the country's a corporation and it's ran by the green. We need to get together, start concentrating, and have our own thug world, have our own thug nation.
Shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.